Welcome to Winning Every Day, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. Winning every day, living God's way, growing stronger and brighter day by day.
As we gather in your presence, Lord, we quiet every voice but yours. Let your word fall like gentle rain. Wash our hearts, remove our chains. Open our eyes to see your truth. Renew our strength, restore our youth.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Wherever you're listening from, at home, on the road, or getting ready for your day, may your heart be open to receive something fresh from God. Today's topic is thinking like Christ. Our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, which says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Let me start with a story from the Bible. In Acts chapter 7, we read about Stephen, a young man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. As he boldly preached the truth, he was opposed, falsely accused, and eventually sentenced to death. Now here's the striking moment. As stones were being thrown at him, Stephen didn't curse his attackers. He didn't fight back. Instead, he lifted his voice and said, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." Acts chapter 7, verse 60. Does that sound familiar? It echoes the very words of Jesus on the cross. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke 23, verse 34. Stephen wasn't just acting randomly, he was thinking like Christ. Beloved, thinking like Christ is not just about being religious, it's about allowing your mindset to be shaped by Jesus. Let me ask you, when people hurt you, what is your first reaction? When things don't go your way, what fills your mind, fear or faith? When opportunities arise, do you think small? Or do you think like Christ? Because your life will always move in the direction of your thinking. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Transformation doesn't start outside, it starts in your mind. Let's briefly look at these key insights. 1. Christ thought with humility. Jesus, though powerful, chose humility. Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 tells us he made himself of no reputation. He didn't think, "I must prove myself." He thought, "I must fulfill my purpose." Can you pause and ask yourself, am I living to impress people or to please God? Here's your encouragement. God lifts those who walk in humility. James 4 verse 10 says, "Humble yourselves, and he shall lift you up." 2. Christ thought with compassion. Jesus always saw people differently. Where others saw sinners, he saw souls worth saving. Where others saw problems, he saw possibilities. When you see difficult people, what comes to your mind? Judgment or compassion? Remember, God can use you to touch lives when you choose compassion over criticism. Ephesians 4 verse 32 says, "Be kind one to another, tender-hearted." And 3, Christ thought with faith and obedience. Even in the face of suffering, Jesus trusted God completely. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, he said, "Not my will, but yours be done." That is the mindset of Christ, total surrender. Are you holding on to your own plans, or are you trusting God's direction? Let this encourage you. God's plan is always greater than your understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." As you go today, I declare over you today, your mind is being renewed right now in the name of Jesus. Every negative thought pattern is broken. You will begin to think with clarity, wisdom, and divine understanding. From today, you will respond like Christ, speak like Christ, and walk in the wisdom of Christ. In Jesus' name, time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what thoughts have been controlling my decisions lately? Are they aligned with Christ's mindset? What needs to change starting today? Actions for the day. Today, be intentional about your thinking. Whenever a negative thought comes, pause and ask, would Christ think this way? Then replace it with God's truth. You are not stuck with the mindset you have. You can grow into the mindset of Christ. And remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16 says, we have the mind of Christ. It's already in you. You just need to activate it daily. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this with me boldly. Today, I have the mind of Christ. I think thoughts of faith, love, and wisdom. I respond with grace. I walk in humility, and I trust God in all things. My mind is renewed. My life is transformed, and I win every day in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for every listener who has joined us. Today, help us to truly think like Christ in every situation. Renew our minds, shape our thoughts, and guide our decisions. Let your wisdom lead us today, and let your peace rule in our hearts. We commit this day into your hands. Go before us, order our steps, and grant us victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's devotional on Winning Every Day podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Go out there and win your day with the mind of Christ.
You're tuned in to the Winning Every Day podcast.
Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.